Johnny presents Call for Music.
Call for Dinah Shore.
La dee, da 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 da.
You gotta accentuate the positive, don't mess with Mr.
And for America's finest cigarette. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. You'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today. And here's Dinah with Harry and Johnny.
I'm on the highway to love. That breathtaking highway to love. I feel my foolish heart accelerating. It says I'd better start to put on all my speed to pull that lead straight down that highway I'll roam. Just like a rocket heading for the moon. A crazy flight to some romantic site where we can fall delightfully in love. So if you're going my way, then get on the highway to love. Grab your Essex and come along.
Run for cover. I'm on the highway to love. That breathtaking highway to love. I feel my foolish heart accelerating. Says I'd better start to put on all my speed.
I'll take the lead. Straight down that highway I'll zoom. Just like a rocket heading for the moon. A crazy flight to some romantic site where we can fall delightfully in love. So if
you're going my way, then get on the highway to love. Highway to love.
It's your call for music. And right here at the answer desk with me, that whiz me.
You
come to the spot. With the young man with the unmuted trumpet, Harry James, and the young man with the muted throat, Johnny Mercer.
And here I am with silver to cross that pretty palm of yours, Miss Shore. I hear you're ready to tell one and all the secret the gypsies done told you.
Oh, well, now, don't breathe a word, Giovanni. This is between you and me and the entire NBC network. La Rue. La Rue, Lily Bolero. La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero. That's a magic saying that I heard one day in Napoli. A fortune teller in a dim lit cellar said to me, you say La Rue, Lily Bolero, and just like that, quick as an arrow. LaRue, LaRue, Lily Boleyn.
When your cigarette leaves your throat dry, hot, uncomfortable, remember,
that's cigarette hangover.
When your cigarette leaves a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, remember,
that's cigarette hangover.
And that's when it's time to call for Philip Morris. Here's why.
Cigarette hangover is a symptom of irritation. And Philip Morris is the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Friends, as long as there's a choice, doesn't it make good sense to choose the one cigarette that gives you a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than you've ever known before? Yes, call for Philip Morris. And remember,
you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
Doing something a little different for our medley. Here's the call for music that's being answered all over the country all the time. And let me tell you, when baby wants a rockabye, that call you answer immediately.
Listen to the gal talk. Why, Dinah, when it comes to lullabies, you're a rank newcomer.
Oh?
Why, you're probably still in the elementary stage.
Mr. Murphy.
Now, take an old, experienced lullaby hand like me.
We'll do just that, Johnny. We'll take you and your very own lullaby, too. Direct from producer to consumer, with Mr. Mercer in between.
Bye-bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. You're my baby. Dig you in the land of now. Hold tight, baby. We'll be swinging up in dreamland. All night, baby, where the little cherubs trot. Look at that knocked-out moon. He's been flipping his wig in the blue. Never saw the likes of you. What an angel. Bye-bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby. It was divine, but the rooster has finally crowed. Time to hit the road.
Goodbye, baby.
Time to hit that road.
Goodbye, baby.
It's time to hit the road.
I'll go to sleep.
Oh, that Mandy's a lucky girl. Now, there's a lullaby I've always loved, and Melissa Ann tells
me... Now, Dinah, hold it, Dinah. Hold it a minute.
Yeah?
Don't forget that I was a father before you were a mother.
Yeah,
so just stand back from the mic, girl, and we'll tell you when it's time for you.
Oh, well, all right. I'm sorry, Mr. James. I'll follow your lead. I'm new at this lullaby business, I know. What's the song for Shut-Eye in the James household, sir?
Well, Dinah, it's no problem at all with two nice little blonde gals running around the house. It just has to be Sleepy Time Gal, but with a little beat.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're waiting, Daddy.
Thank you.
say, Johnny, it's time for me now.
Now, darling?
Oh, well, this is the one I meant. Remember your mother singing this one, everybody? And do you remember that Sunday coming up is her day? Well, here's her song. My lula, 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 bye-bye. You want the moon to play with, or the stars to run away with? They'll come if you don't cry. So in mommy's arms be creeping, and soon you'll be sleeping. Lula, 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 bye. Oh, my baby, my curly-headed baby, will sit below the sky and sing a song to the moon. So lula, 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 bye-bye. In mommy's arms be creeping, and soon you'll be sleeping. Lula, 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 bye. Lula, lula. Out for Harry James to let us in on what's doing real good in the dance department.
Well, Diana, tonight I thought we'd try assembling a little group of my most intimate friends from the band and see what we could do in the way of an octet.
Oh, fine. It's a long time since we heard from the small band. Something brand new, Harry?
No, Diana, something real old, but lively, mind you, lively.
Oh.
It's the Pagan Love Song.
Well, let's see how pagan you can get. wonderful things about this wonderful music business is the way people keep turning up, sort of by long distance. You're sitting home listening to your radio, and you hear a song that kind of makes friends with you right away. You check, and you find out that the fellow who wrote the song, like the tune, is an old friend. In this case, Beasley Smith, who wrote Beg Your Pardon with Francis Craig. Beasley was musical director of WSN back in Nashville when I was just starting, and he was awful nice to a kid named Francis Rose Shore. What I mean is, I guess nice people write nice music. You hear, Beasley? If I lose my head, beg your pardon. The things that I said, beg your pardon. Why should I worry the way that I do when you're in no hurry to let me love you? I tried for a kiss in the garden. If I should miss, beg your pardon. But if some sunny day you'll let me have my way, I would have to say, beg your pardon.
If I lose my head, beg your pardon.
Garden.
What's wrong, garden?
And if I should miss, beg your pardon.
Beg, beg, pardon.
But if some funny day you'll let me have my way, I won't have to say.
I won't have to say.
I won't have to say, beg your pardon. Music goes right to Johnny Mercer now for a tune that's doing real fine on the coin machines from Topeka to Tallahassee and all the radio stations from Perth Amboy to Pasadena.
And since I come from Savannah.
And since I come from Nashville.
And was, in fact, just voted Woman of Achievement of the Southeast at Atlanta. Further, since our arranger, Harry Zimmerman, comes from Chicago and Harry James is the first citizen of Santa Anita, was there ever a more logical choice for Senator Mercer than Cincinnati, Ohio? It ain't south, it ain't north, but it's my July 4th. It's a joy, it's a whirl for a boy and a girl. I mean Cincinnati, that ever-loving town. Cincinnati, Ohio, that's the city for my dough. It ain't east, it ain't west, but it treats you the best. It ain't high, it ain't low, but oh my, what a show. I'll get there by train, plane, caboose, or canoe. Cincinnati, Cincinnati, coming home to you.
I left my heart on
spot, and I'll show you what's what. I won't roam for a change, cause it's home on my range. I'll get there by train, plane, caboose, or canoe. Cincinnati, Cincinnati, coming home to you.
Cincinnati,
coming right home to you.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cigarette hangover. Cigarette hangover. Cigarette Hangover.
Yes, when you've smoked the night before and you wake up the morning after with a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, a dry, tight feeling in your throat, and no appetite. That's cigarette hangover. And, brother, when that happens to you, it's time to change to Philip Morris. Here's why.
Cigarette hangover is a symptom of irritation. And Philip Morris is the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Remember, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, tired of that musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, that dry, tight feeling in your throat, change to a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, change to Philip Morris. And remember,
you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
We can call them old tunes, but truly, I don't think there's any such thing as an old song. If it's good, it's good all the time. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The song I'm thinking about is one you probably recognized right off when the orchestra just played the introduction. I don't have to tell you anything about it. I know you like it just the way I do. Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile. I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will. Good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never, never roam. Would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
This is Johnny again, reminding you, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, call for the one cigarette that gives you a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, call for Philip Morris.
if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris.
This is Dinah saying goodnight for Johnny Mercer, Harry James, and myself. See you next Tuesday, same time, same station. And be sure to listen in Sunday night when Johnny presents Philip Morris Night with Horace Height. Until then...
Hello, hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it, 5. Pipe smokers, try Revelation Pipe Tobacco, a smooth blend of 5 tobaccos. Yes, relax, take 5. Take Revelation, a fine pipe tobacco.
This is John Holbrook saying be sure to listen next week to Call for Music, starring Dinah Shore, Harry James, and Johnny Mercer.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.